Blog Talk Radio.
In this busy world, we're always doing two things at once. So Lysol combines cleaning and disinfecting into one convenient wipe to clean messes and kill 99.9% of germs. At the same time, this may take some getting used to. One wipe, two jobs.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame installation service for 2021 producer, enshrinee, Ole Dele and Gozi. On air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133, guys. Come on, press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I am 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee Jerry Petito, and I welcome everyone. Wow, what a night this is. First of all, I'm truly honored to be hosting such a special night for a very special person and friend. He's not just my producer, he's also my friend. He's like family to me. I couldn't be happier for him. You know, I wrote a special poem, but I want to just say a couple more things before I read it. I am on 5 different networks, and I have many producers and co-producers. I do sometimes 3 to 4 shows a day, okay? And I'm here to say this. All my producers are really awesome, but my brother O deserves this more than any producer out there, okay? For so many reasons. And I'm going to read the poem I wrote, and this is going to clear things up. In 2019 Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Ole Dele and Gozy's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win. Celebrating his enshrinement, without a doubt, he made it in. If you're wondering why, I'll tell you right now, no other producer like this guy knows how. Brother O is the one who leads us to drink. With him in our boat, we will never sink. He guides us at first in his passive way. He gets us to think on what we should say. His listeners come first. Such pride he does take. His word is his word. No such thing is fake. He sets the tone on how we should be. Then lets us all run our shows without fee. He holds the bar high so we know our worth. He'll even console so no one gets hurt. His heart is real big, a softy is he. Brother O acts tough for others to see. But if you need his help, on any given day, he'll stop what he's doing to hear what you say. He puts out our ads for all of our shows. He even designed all our logos. He takes all the time to make sure it's right, to always prepare to have a great night. He's a great producer. He's one of the best. Brother O rocks above all the rest. A man like him is sure hard to find. Now let's show him he's one of a kind. Sometimes I wonder where I would be, just doing my shows, if he didn't call me. I put in hard work. I know that's right. But he got me noticed for my big night. Sometimes I think, damn girl, how cool. You're getting famous. Brother O, you rule. I tell you the truth, this man is the best. Unanimously voted, that's why they said yes. He deserves this award like no other man. Finally acknowledge, yes, I'm a big fan. I can't say enough about how we all feel. Our networks are great because he steers the wheel. I know that you know what I'm saying is true. O&E flies high. A big thank you to you. Bring it on. Now let's get it done. Brother O rocks. They told him he won. How about that, guys? He won. You know, I'm going to say more later on. There's so much more I can say. Brother O, you rock. You deserve this. I love you. Now, let's get on with the show. I would like to welcome, at this moment, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, O&E Syndicated Station Commissioner.
Wow. Wow. I tell you, Jerry, you definitely have started the show off amazing. The poem was amazing.
Thank you.
And Brother O, the great producer that he is, started off that song. I tell you, Stumbling Blocks. I tell you that he know what he's doing. But I'm honored tonight. Tonight I'm honored to be a part of the enshrinement installation service of Ole Day, M. Ngozi. As the commissioner of this great network, O&E Dynasty, home of Billy Nation and Damon Network, I'm honored and overwhelmed with great joy, you guys, for joining us to celebrate the ascension of our producer, Brother Ole Day, M. Ngozi, into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Words will never express the love we have for you. I watch you daily go hard for the network as CEO, DJ, and producer. I'm honored tonight to help you as the amazing producer you are. February 4th, 2013, 8 years ago, I know you would never imagine, but because of your drive and your perseverance, in your pursuit for excellence, it was death. I never will be able to tell you how grateful I am for the decision you made to launch this amazing network. Your dedication, 8 years, never missing a show, speaks volumes. Excuses are for the incompetent. When I came on board in 2020, we came short on criteria, whatever the reason may have been, but yet you pressed. It didn't stop you. You persevered. You were determined, and now you're here. You could have gave up, and many would have, but you pressed. Excuses are for the incompetent. Thank you for allowing us, all 25 different yet awesomely amazing hosts, to be a part of yet this amazing network. We are free to be, speak our truth with no censors, no judgment. The opportunity for people around the world, lives to be touched. Thank you, Brother O, and thanks to the International Internet Hall of Fame Committee for enshrining my brother and recognizing him tonight for his accomplishment. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak on behalf of O&E Dynasty. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Brother O, for what you do and what you bring to this network. Because of your determination, your dedication, I tell you, you make it so easy to be a part of this great network. I thank you. I thank you. And thank you again, Hall of Fame, for enshrining my brother. Thank you, Jerry.
Angela. Oh, Angela, beautifully said, girlfriend. Wow. I mean, you said it all. You know, she speaks for all of us. We all feel that way. Angela, I love you. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful and right on the money, baby girl. So, wow. You took my breath away, Angela. You took my breath away. So now, guys, at this moment, I would like to welcome someone very, very special to this network. 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther.
Peace and blessings. I'm so proud to be a part of this legacy that Brother O has given us. Without him, we could not speak to you. We could not send out the truth that he has inspired in us. And I would like to say this to my brother, Brother O. I call him a genius, which he doesn't like me to say, but I say it with a prideness. For he has given his life to touch many. The way he stands by his host and how he instills in us that we are family. And if you come as a host and you don't understand this is a family and leave, you're the problem, not us. Brother O is a pioneer in podcasting. I'm so proud to have him as my boss. What the Creator giveth, no man can take away. You have brought us to the world to hear our voices. That's power and greatness. Some of us have been drug addicts, suicidal, molested, abused, trafficked. Every problem is on this show, and the world can relate to what we bring. The care and love and strength and courage and wisdom and knowledge that we represent to you is because of Brother Ngozi. I honor Brother Ngozi for the Hall of Fame that he was elected for. That is well deserved. And he has given so much time. He's on 7 days a week to support his host and to bring knowledge and wisdom and love to many around the world. And I want to say thank you, Brother O, from the bottom of my heart.
Wow. Sister Bessie, I love you. That was beautifully said. Again, what you said, you speak for all of us. Amazing. We're blessed to have you. We're blessed to have Angela. I mean, Brother O, you should feel so incredibly loved and special right now because you are. Wow. Okay. You guys are bringing tears to my eyes. So at this moment, guys, I would like to welcome the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and trainee, the one and only Huni Bakatun.
Oh, wow. Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. You know, as a traveling man who have traveled, so much throughout my life, I met a lot of people. And what gets me is I never forget the day that I received a call from this young man. And normally I try to separate my personal life from my business. And at that time, I was handling business for Caesar well over 4 years ago. But anyway, when the phone rung, my inner voice told me, you know, punch out if you have to because you need to answer this call. Mm. I had no idea that this young man, I'm going to show you how the heavenly beings is working on our behalf. Thanks to his beloved mother, the homemaker, and his beloved father, a Pentecostal minister who came together in love and created one of the most beautiful beings that I have ever met. Anyone know me? No, I say this with all due respect. The coming of this first, I was able to tune in to his tone of voice on the phone, and I know we talked initially about a good hour and a half. I had no idea that the call that I received from this young man, directly from his mother, to contact me, it actually put me back in a frame of mind that I have shied away from and got away from. Some of you spiritual and religious people can relate my story to the Jonah story, but tonight it's not so much about me. It's about one of our greatest, so that's why I'm taking time to share this with you. A lot of people doubt a lot of the things that's happening in this day and time. Our producer, DJ Olasky, my brother, my soul brother, right? He's not only my DJ for We Will Aware You, he actually is my life coach. And I say that with all due respect. That's one of the titles or entitlements that he tend to shy away from. And like every good coach, no team has ever made it to a championship without the aid of a coach. And so far, many people have made it, not just became internet sensations such as your Jerry Petito, his twin, Wanda Dre, you understand? Me, myself, the nomination of Sister Bessie, and the nomination of Antonia Betts, many of us wouldn't be where we are today without the coaching, production of DJ Olasky. I want to say thank you so much for being the person that you are, who have a heart of gold, and you want to make a difference. You don't just talk about it. You really, really are about it. And I couldn't let this night go without serenading you a little bit. You remind me of a time when brothers, real brothers, not what the media and the devil has been portraying us, always out to get each other. But I'm telling you, you remind me of a time when real brothers, soul brothers, was there for each other time and time again. I can't thank you enough. I'm so proud of you. And may the heavenly beings of heaven above, as well as those of us here on Mission Planet Earth, is here to honor and salute you tonight. And this is something that nobody could ever, ever take away from you. Thank you so much for being who and what you are. And as always, I love you with the heart and soul of me. Thank you.
Wow. Huni Barkatoon, that was absolutely beautiful. And you're right, everything you said, none of us would be where we're at today if it wasn't for our producer. I'm the first one to say that. Wow, thank you, Huni. I love you, man. Now, for our final presentation, I would like to welcome Sylvia L. Blaylock, CEO, Queendom Network, LLC.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm honored. Thank you so much for inviting me to participate in this amazing time for us all. When I first had the opportunity to meet this amazing brother, it was actually a very dark day for me. It was the day that Donald Trump won the presidency, and I was live on the air on his show. And he got to hear the first real rage with me, and I got to hear him give a message of hope at a very dark time. That is how I've come to know Oladele Ngozi and why it is not a surprise that he is this year's inductee. He is so deserving. I can echo all of the wonderful sentiments said about him by the people that he is a team with, that he is a family with, that he is a tribe with. But I'd like to tell you about something that is so rare in the online poetry community that I can't not mention it, and that is his internship program and the opportunity that he provides for people to learn this, not just be a talking face, not just be a disconnected voice, but learn this. And whether you stay or you move on with your craft, you will only pass through these portals not having learned something new if you don't want to learn something new. He has put a spin on online radio, on podcasting, that I don't think will be really and truly admired and appreciated until many decades from now, when they look back at the digital renaissance and really see who was there to be a talking face and who actually came in there to build community. I am so honored and humbled to make his acquaintance, to be called upon as a part of his, I guess you could say, collected family. I am humbled and often feel that I am undeserving of the respect and the dignity with which he holds not just himself, but the energy of others around him. And I am humbled and honored, and I'd like to thank the people who had the wherewithal to choose him and say congratulations and continued success, Oladele. We love you so much.
Sylvia, that was absolutely beautiful, and I want to thank you for that. Your words were amazing, and I know he's feeling the love. He's absolutely feeling the love. And now, guys, are you sitting down? Are you ready? Are you ready? And now, forever enshrined, here is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer, Oladele Ngozi.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the people that counted that robbery to say one of the greatest things about a humble person. One thing about this Hall of Fame enshrinement, I have relief for the first time in internet radio history. Such a relief of joy that I did a job well done. I'll never forget a conversation with the great Ricky R. Jones. And that night on October 4th, 2012, and I said, listen, let's do something that's different. We talk all the time. We always talk about issues and topics just on the phone. Why don't we just do radio? She said, what? Man, I said, listen, let's do it. You got nothing to lose. And she said, yes, and we started something called Halcyon Days Productions. It was the imperfect perfection. It was our wonderful practice. And I give all honor to Ricky R. Jones, you know, who is listening tonight. And I love you, Ricky, because me and you started something that we knew that one day would blossom. She went on with a great show called Hands and Footprints, What is Your Legacy? I started Beverly Nation on the day that my mother passed, on February 4th, 2013, the 10th anniversary of her translation. To Glory. And started a show that was so controversial, you know, with Abstract and Dar Henderson and all the things that were said. And I didn't care. And through that news forum, which now has blossomed with Chinchilla Jonesia, and A Dose of Sportsology. King Lozada, I love you so much. He's listening from Costa Rica tonight, and I really appreciate you. He is my first ever news prognosticator of sports. And I love you, man. And he went on to ESPN, Deportes, one of the great, great, great history of communication of sports. And I love you very, very much. It's wonderful when you have the opportunity to see people grow. I look at Antonia Bass, what she's done for our network for many, many years. Look at Will of God and what he's done for this network, you know, for many, many years. Look at my wonder twin that always gets it in, Andrea Presley, who's right now working, you know, in the emergency ward right now. You know, I look at Huni Bakatun that came on in 2017 and been a star, an absolute gentleman. And I thank Huni Bakatun for his wonderful words tonight. Then I look at someone like Sister Bessie, you know, a person that, you know, had challenges when she first came on in broadcasting and has been a grand champion. Not only that, is a nominee for the Hall of Fame herself this year. And let's give her accolades and prominence and hand claps for what she's done this year. She's so deserving like I am with this wonderful 21 year of the 21st century. You look at one of the hardest working commissioners I've ever had on this network, a wonderful lady by the name of Angela Thomas-Smith. And she has been definitely dogmatic in her prowess of organizing and bringing people to life and helping them achieve greatness through the video arms, through mentorship, through internship, along with Huni Bakatun. I thank you so much. Sylvia L. Blaylock is my friend, an outstanding person of prominence in the poetry world. Not only that, a woman that knows her business, a woman that I always ask, and she always comes through, like tomorrow night with the Battle of Network Stars being one of our wonderful judges, along with the great La Perla Negra, also known as Daniel Cheney, who's on the line tonight. And I thank you so much, La Perla, for what you do for me. But Sylvia, I love you for who you are and what you meant to me and what you mean to me right now, being able to come on and be a part of what we do on a constant basis here at ONE Network. And you are part of ONE. And to my wonderful friend, Geraldine Petito, in the Shrine, like Huni Bakatun, to the Hall of Fame in that year of 19. My twin in the Hall of Fame annals, and I'm hoping that Sister Bethany will be my twin also this year. Sherry Petito is, and it should not matter, but she's the only Caucasian host in this network, and she's part of the family, and I'll never forget the night she said, "I'm black too," and I'll never forget that, and it was wonderful that night you said that. You know, you are Italian, so you are black. What you mean to me is amazing. You being the master and mistress, you know, master of your craft, mistress of ceremonies of this night. I look back, and I want to thank some people tonight. First of all, let's go to the living. My wonderful son who does the beats for this network. Every show, it's his trademark, you know, and Jamir, I'm telling you that your mother and father are proud of you. Your grandparents are proud of you. And no one else has really done what it needs, you know, to make that sound for our video arm. And I love you, son. And I appreciate you. The greatest gift I ever had in this world. To my mother and father, being the only child of a great, 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 not only pastor, but minister of the Word of God, giving the guidebook to so many different people. My mother, father never drank or never smoked, never swore. My father didn't holler or treat my mother in any type of way. And it showed me the way to be a man with love and honor and consideration. It is a wonderful thing when you have that type of example. So Lonnie and Debbie, I owe everything to you. I owe my life, what I've done, to you, Mom and Dad. Because without you and your basis of giving me the ground rules to live my life and be able to help people and change people, it's the greatest gift I've ever had. My father taught me that the greatest sin is the sin of ingratitude, and I never wanted to be ungrateful. And I still believe this, and I know Jerry always gets after me, but I always say this, that a son of a Pentecostal minister and a homemaker shouldn't even have the right to share this stage, and I'm proud of the things that have happened in my life to have relief and joy and comfort. I want to thank the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for even considering someone like me to be in the Hall of Fame. You could have chose a whole lot of different people, but you chose me. You could have overlooked the work that God has put in me, but you chose me. The O'Neill twins had a song, Jerry, and said, he chose me. Out of all of them, he could have used. I want to thank all the folks that voted me in unanimously. I'm forever grateful and humbled. And Jerry knows I'm a very sensitive man. But I really, really appreciate, you know, the discernment of all the people that supported me down through the years and had the growth of this network go to where it is today. It is the hard work of my hosts and the sponsorships and the listeners that I fall before them in the background and say very much thank you so much for what you've done for me. Before I open the line, I want to get myself together and get myself, you know, be able to accept these calls. But I want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart, and I love you, and nothing you can do about it.
Beautiful, Brother O. We love you, too. Wow. You brought tears to my eyes. Wow.
You have been a great part. All the people that have been part of this show tonight have moved me to no end. I'm going to take some calls so I can get my life right. I understand how Jerry felt because I'm overwhelmed with so much joy for you guys' adulation of me. And I hope that I've earned this. For all the folks out there that did not have anybody else to call when they were going down and out, when they didn't have anybody else to call when they were going through something, take my title and not my anointing. We're going to bring the first caller on so I can get myself together. Caller number one, you're on the line right now with this wonderful show. It's not about me. It's about all of you guys to support me. Without you guys, without my hosts and my sponsorship and all the people, I am nothing.
Hello, caller.
Caller, you're on the line right now. Okay, maybe the call's not ready. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. Caller, you're on the line right now. This wonderful show. Can you hear us? All right, we're going to bring that caller back on momentarily. Let's go to the next caller right now. Caller number two, you're on the line right now with this wonderful show tonight.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Congratulations, Big Brother O.
Thank you so much.
This is Strictly
Thank
Business
so
with E. Davis. I just wanted to call in and just tell you congratulations. It is an honor to be a part of the O&E ONE Dynasty family. It is an honor to celebrate this monumental moment with you. Thank you for including me and giving me the opportunity. I definitely appreciate it. It does not go unappreciative.
Well, we thank you, this wonderful business analyst of our network. You know, without her trying to teach you how to save your money and get it right, Dee Davis will tell you to get it tight. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, y'all. You know what I mean? And, you know, I appreciate, you know, you and your husband, what you do on a constant basis together, living a life of outstanding stewardship, outstanding worth. And I'm just proud of you and what you've done on a constant basis. I want to try to bring on a person right now that, you know, has, you know, wonderful, wonderful work with ONE Dynasty. But before I do that, anything else you want to say tonight on this, you know, enshrinement installation? Miss E. Davis, a wonderful analyst in business.
I just want to congratulate you because nobody deserves this more than you. The opportunity that you have given all of us hosts to get our voices heard, get our names out there, and to prosper, because you did not have to do this. So it goes much appreciative to you. And just, again, thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, Joe. You heard her, E. Davis, in the place
E.
to
Davis,
be.
E. Davis, beautiful.
And now
beautiful.
Our next caller, you know, on the line right now, on the line with Jerry Petito, our wonderful MC, and me, Honeybee Olansky.
Peace and divine blessings. This is the Queen of Nubia, Aset Atun Ure.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, Lisi, how you doing?
Hi. Personally, I want to congratulate our CEO, Brother O, for your 2-time International Internet Radio Hall of Fame 2021 Enshrined Producer. Turn up.
Yay!
I'm gonna pick on you for a minute because I talked to you the day of that nomination, and one thing you was like, if. I said, hold on now. Ain't no if. And one thing about it, when you manifest what you want, and I knew you was the winner, you didn't have to say it. Nobody had to say it. I don't care what was on that ballot. I knew when I talked to you that you won before you knew you won, because you put in that work. And I am honored to be on your show. I'm honored. This is bigger than radio, y'all. Tears coming to my eyes. Let me show you that real quick. This is bigger than radio, though. We are a family. We are one big family that brings a variety, and that's what I love. That's what I love about being on ONE Dynasty syndicated station. When I talk to you, there's love. And when you gave me the opportunity, I felt your spirit. I am a spiritual believer of divine energy and people coming in your life in this third dimension for a reason. And you came and you gave me a platform, because there was times when I would drop jewels on the internet and nobody would want to listen. And I felt like I either had the wrong audience or nobody just wanted to hear what I had to say. And to know that somebody like you was listening at what I had to say, that meant a lot to me. So it means a lot to me to be here. And I know you're going to get many, many more. And congratulations to all of the other hosts, Sister Betsy, Jerry, Angela, Honey Bakatoon, Wajet, Genesis, anybody else I miss. I love you all, and I'm glad to be a part of this big family. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Wow, beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wow.
You know, I'm just thrown back tonight because I'm a person that stands on what I say, and I'm just proud of you. You know, you are an intern to this network, and you are going to do outstanding great things. And I want to thank you, Arset, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There's so much energy
right now. Yeah, it's amazing, Jerry. You know, Geraldine.
Yes.
fraud that you are. And tomorrow night, you know, I'm going to call her a fraud right here on these stations. The Battle of the Networks. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go to the next caller at this time. Caller, you on the line with MC of this outstanding night and me, your honeybee. Caller?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hey. Brother O.
Hey, man.
How you doing, man? Dear.
Rough, and I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm doing all right.
Oh, my boy.
Yeah, hey, Jerry.
our sports director, Derek the Coach Gibson, you know, our second coach of the Huddle Sports Nation and our presiding coach at this time. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here, you know, with a cheese grill. I got a cheese grill on my face. I got, you know, USDA cheese grill on my face because I'm so happy for you, brother. You deserve it. I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just happy for you. I knew you was going. I mean, I don't know why I was like I knew you was going to be in, and I'm glad you're in. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm glad to be part of this whole situation. And I thank you for, you know, we got a phrase in Philly called turn your cool up. I'm glad you turned my cool up. So,
all right, man,
I'm a leader.
You know,
woo!
Thank you, brother. Stop it, Jerry. Stop it, Jerry.
So,
I'm proud of you, Derek, for what you do on a constant basis and the things you've been through this year. That is not to mention here, but we all loved you through that time, and you still, you know, came on that week. And I said, listen, you sure? You said, yes, I need to do this, and to show your strength and your ability, and I love you, man, for that.
Yeah, thank you, man. Like I said,
I want to say something as well. I love you as well, and you know how I feel about you, man. You're my boy.
Yeah, you're my girl. You're my gal. You're the Jersey Jizzle.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Derek. And we'll go to the next caller on this line right now, and a person I'm very, very proud of, a person that went through the internship and won and conquered, and he's similar to me, the great, 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 great.
Brother O, and the whole family. Man, Brother O, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And just like you tell me and everyone, you know, I love you, and there's nothing you could do about it. You know, you came at a time whenever you had contacted me, you know, when, you know, under a lot of changes, transformation, you know, and aware of coming to grips with identifying where I am in life, and to be around a whole entire constellation of stars in life, all of you, you know, and I appreciate you all, and this shows how divine, how divinity works, you know, and and I know my mother's very appreciative as well, my father too, and Brother O.
God bless him. God bless your mother and father. God bless him.
Your life has touched, you know, all of us, you know, and I definitely appreciate you because, you know, you and everyone else is definitely a part of my growth, and I'm very proud of you, you know, and because this is what the ancestors are looking for from out of us to help us maintain and sustain.
Yeah, man. You know? It's all about, you know, touching people and changing people, man. I said that you and I share that, you know, that last call. That last call. Are you going to make it? And me and you share that. Mm. And I love you very much.
Beautiful.
Sir. And beautiful. And thank you for winning. Thank you for winning just like I did. Thank you for winning your internship, just like I won my enshrinement. I love you, man. Nothing you can do about it.
Love you, too, Wadette, big bro.
I want to say something to Wadette. okay, because I remember the first time you came on and the next few times, and I remember messaging Brother O, I love him, bring me on, let me help him, let me help him. I just, everything about you, you're a winner. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Wow. We're gonna bring on another caller that is part of this network. Without him, there'll be no broad connections. This man taught me to master the internet at a time when our show was doing well, like other shows, but this man said, no, you can do it better. Listen to me. You gotta innovate. You can't innovate, you'll not be great. I'm almost choked up because without him, I wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Just automatic charismatic.
My brother, you know what? I love Olasky with all my heart. Do brothers have disagreements? Yes, brothers have disagreements. But I would never stop loving my brother. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much,
man. The New Jersey Turnpike on the New Jersey Turnpike.
You know what? I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna steal that right from you. I'm gonna plagiarize that one. Go ahead. Tomorrow night, right on these stations, the Jersey Turnpike. You know what I mean? Versus Anson Thomas Smith.
If you got any time, I got a great idea that I want to share with you. Great idea that I want to do. And you're going to be like, whoa.
Don't tell the world. Tell me. Don't tell them yet. Ain't for them right now. Nope.
Yeah.
We'll talk. But, so, man, I want to say this to you.
I've seen you grow. I mean, I've seen you, and I sorry to T, because that's how I got to meet Olasky. You know what I mean?
This T is queen. You know what I mean?
Yes,
The show that Damon built.
Yes,
the Styles of Louisville Poetry Hour. Jerry Petito. That's history.
Jenny, man.
It is history, man.
The Solace of Louisville. And you have so many other great shows. You know what I mean? That's the beautiful thing. Like, the Solace of Louisville was a dope show. You know what I mean? So dope. You know what I mean? Other shows you had. You know, it was so dope. You know what I mean? So, you know, the New Jersey Turnpike still. You know, you go ahead and get the easy pass or you pay your fare and you can listen to a dope show.
That's great.
He's starting his mess tonight on these stations. You know, like I said, with this man who's my first web designer, understanding the building of international, you know, technology prowess. There's none greater than Miss Automatic Casting. There's none greater. And I give him that honor tonight because I wouldn't, but you know, it's always parts of the Hall of Fame that's very, very special. And this man is part of that legacy. Without Larry Shepard, man, come on, man, there's no way. You know,
you gotta give the credit to yourself, man. You know what? And I didn't know how to. I remember you used to do, and one of my favorites are the Honeybee Files.
Here we go, Jerry. That's what Jerry said. Shut up. Come on, Larry.
You talked about legends, singers, and it kind of had me like, oh, wow, the way you pay tribute to singers I don't even know about. And the way that you put everything together was just so great. Like, you know, I've done my own network of shows, but I always like, oh, wow. Like, when you were on TalkShoe, then check the shows on TalkShoe, y'all. You know what I mean?
All right, now, watch your mouth now.
And this man got Blog Talk. He was Blog Talk first, then Talk Shoe, then Blog Talk again.
Watch
he
it
got
now.
Souls for you to listen to. And I think that great souls matter.
Thank you.
Larry Shepard, I have something to say to you. I love you, and Brother O always talks highly of you to me. Whenever we have conversations and he brings you up, he just glows. Like, I mean, it's just amazing what he thinks of you, and I feel the same way. Man, you're incredible, and I thank you for that. I love you.
My time. I love you, Jesus. I've been to the Jersey Turnpike so many times.
Oh, my God. You know what? He started his mess. I want to thank the first ever web designer of this network to help me get to the Hall of Fame. And you got to give flowers where they're that people that deserve flowers. We go to the next caller right now. And caller, you're now with the MC, Jay Petito, and your honeybee right here on E.
Good evening, Jay Petito. How are you this evening, sister?
Good evening, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm well. This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas. I'm calling in just to congratulate Brother O on his enshrinement tonight. Congratulations, Brother O.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to read one of my pieces for you because it's very much along the line of where you are tonight. This piece is entitled Glitz and Glamour. You ever think about what goes on behind the scenes of people who are building an empire? All night writing music for albums, writing poetry for a collection, late night prayers, many nights of blood, sweat, and tears, early morning wake-ups to head to classes, working hard to pass and collect your long overdue degree, working on a pitch for your small business ideas and how you can get it off the ground, how you've been going around pitching your project to strangers, in danger of someone saying it's a no-go, and you still remain hungry for the urge of something you've been longing for. Day in and out, you hustle, push forward to make your dreams come true. Then after all your time, energy, prayers, and sacrifice, a beautiful ship takes flight. Everyone now sees your light shining, blinding out towards the world beginning to bend for you. Everyone is ready to ride along the side of you, sharing in the joy that's raining on you, only to enjoy the fruits of your labor when they haven't worked or labored over the venture you ventured towards all the time beforehand. They're willing to ride when it's time to be seen and heard with you because it's time for the show, the lights, camera, and action. They want to enjoy your satisfaction, delighting your spectacle production for a brief moment on your time in your dime. The magic that they see is only a moment you've been working a lifetime for now. They wish to adore and admire you. It was never what they've imagined or dreamed, but you already foresaw yourself at the victory. The attention to the details were a little unsettling and trouble to mention during the interview, but you made it possible with your heavenly creator. They only saw the blessing behind the glitz and the glamour.
Amazing. Absolutely beautiful.
And that's why he's called the Gifted One. All you O&E listeners, this is our intern.
Wow.
An outstanding young man. Jared the Gifted One. Thomas, I thank you so much tonight, man, for sharing your love for me. And I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love you too, O. And I wanted to say this while I was on. When you called me the day of the enshrinement, when you were waiting to get the call, I told you the same thing that everyone else has been saying. I already knew you had it because I coming in as an intern, you had this energy about you. That's like, whatever this man is going for, he going to get it because he has the heart of a person that deserves everything he works so hard for.
Thank you very much.
I am just so proud to be a part of this movement with you. I'm so proud of everything that you do with ONE Dynasty. And I am just so grateful just to be a part of this movement with you and to share in this moment with you. Thank you so much for just allowing me to be an intern on the show and letting me come in and just express my views, because I know I'm just a person that's from a different place or from your other host. But I appreciate you letting me have my moments to let my truth be told and let me be able to speak to the voiceless. So thank you so much, Brother O, for all that you do. Jerry Petito, thank you so much for all that you're doing tonight. I'm enjoying the show, so I am very grateful just to be here with you guys tonight on ONE. And I look forward to what the future holds, because I know this is just a small moment for me to bask in with you guys, but I'm so grateful that I'm going to be here for what's sure next to come.
You are a rock star in the making. You are a rock star to me.
All right,
you have to know that. Yes, accept that.
Thank you.
All right, you heard
what
he said. You know, that's a wonderful person, and I appreciate him so much on these ONE stations. And now, you know, we have another caller on this wonderful night. MC Jerry Petito and the Honeybee at ONE. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Good evening, everyone. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp, Oladeli. For the short amount of time that I have known you, you have been real, raw, uncut, and unapologetic straight out of the gate. And I want to say congratulations for all of your accolades. Thank you so much for being the producer that you are and just pushing interns such as myself as well as your host to be great and to get on the air and share their truth and leave their legacy. So thank you so much for believing in me, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and having me on your team as an intern. And I just want to tell you, when you first approached me, I was like, nah, no ham, no cheese, no turkey. This guy called me a fraud. But then it was a humbling experience, because you're like, you were watching me behind the scenes, and I had no idea who you were, and you were just coming just straight off the gate with some shade. And I said, okay, there must be something to this guy. But I just don't know what it is. And getting to work with you, I was like, oh, okay, he's a no-cut, no-nonsense, uncensored type of guy about his business, about kingdom business, and about helping other people build their legacy, too. And I was like, if this man is not great, then he wouldn't open up his platform to celebrate and salute other people. And there's just a humbling experience that surrounds you, because I was like, man, this guy, he has all these incredible things that's going for him, but yet he's still being generous. He's still humble. He's still giving back and planting seeds, and the seeds that you're planting are producing a harvest, whether or not you reap the harvest personally or you're just a conduit to the harvest. And I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. And no matter how many things you go up for, and if you get them or if you don't get them, you are still a rock star, and you are doing incredible things. And you're here for a purpose. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do behind the scenes that we don't know about, and just not masquerading yourself. So just thank you for just being real, transparent, blunt, and honest, like I said.
There
I
want to
thank that wonderful, wonderful intern from Houston, Texas, who is articulate, strong, and she's a model of linguistic greatness. You know, I mean, Jerry Petito, we haven't said about that.
First of all, I interviewed her way before she became your intern, and I love her. Okay, I told her that back then, and I love her more now. She is strong, powerful. And I that's, listen, she's going to be a rock star, okay? She's incredible. I love her.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. She's winning. And that's the key. You know, the next internship, man, she's going to pass it with flying colors. And thank you so much, Genesis, for being part of Oney Dynasty tonight.
Yes.
Thank you. Shout out to you and all your hosts again. And I hope you guys have a blessed and prosperous night. I'm about to tune out, but you guys are doing amazing. And congratulations again, Brother O. Keep killing it. I got to go watch a movie with the kids. Like, they're over here.
There you go. There you go. The kids are important. Remember now, do you know where your kids are right now? She does.
That's right, baby. No, they're not my kids. They're my niece and nephew. I'm on
renakid.com
right now until the Lord blesses me and my husband.
That's okay. You know what their kids are right now, too. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to go to our next caller. And what a night. This is the MC, Jennifer Tito, and, of course, your honeybee right here at Orny. Next caller.
Yeah, first of all, how you say it? Jerry Partita can't be all loud because of the fact that, you know, people be like, yo, he's so ignorant.
Yeah.
But it's your true friend, Will of God. Yeah, too thorough. You know. Yo, man, first
love
of
you,
all,
baby.
am I allowed to be black? Can I speak spontaneously?
Yeah, you can be black. Yeah. Go ahead. Just don't say the wrong words, please.
Know,
not
man.
Tonight. Thank you. Okay.
Right. Well, there's no wrong words. If you don't say the right word, it's got to be the wrong word. I don't know what word
okay.
is that.
Okay. Go ahead, Will. Just go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Do your thing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyway, you know, first of all, congratulations to the black white man. Sometimes this boy black, then sometimes he white. That's the first man I heard say, I'm a Republican. I said, this is he what? Why would you want to be?
Will you shut up and go ahead and say something, please?
I'm a Democrat. But then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Back in the day, we was looking at the Democrats like they was crazy. When the Republicans bought the Tea Party people, you know. So, you know. And now I'm starting to realize there's some stuff going on outside. So
right.
I don't know what kind of party to be. But back to the situation at hand. People, y'all don't know what's going on. Me and his brother, we know each other from back in the day. He's from Compton, I'm from Philly. We bump heads like it ain't supposed to be done, but we going to keep doing
it.
Because Philly always going to beat. Philly going to beat everybody that come outside anyway. That's how we rock. But this boy
that's
right
your
here,
opinion. Good.
He said, my opinion is flawless.
No,
anyway,
L.A. is the one. But go ahead.
Well, if you think L.A. is the one, go back.
I don't think
LA.
Nothing.
Back
I don't think
saying,
nothing.
Right.
Man, whatever. Go ahead.
That's why you live in Philly right now, right? Oh, yeah, that's right, because he is still in Philadelphia. So when you see the Philadelphia Sixers parade, we'll understand that, too. But like I was saying, right, the boy told me a long time ago, because I was like, yo, man, what do you talk about? Now, people, y'all know, I used to be on the radio on WPB 88.1 FM, left them number one. Then I went on Villanova Radio 89.1 FM, left them number one. I still got my FCC license, and I didn't really want to do radio like that because you got to stay in the building. So he stepped to me and said, yo, man, you'd be great to do, you know, online internet radio. I said, what the hell is that? He said, you could do a show from your phone. I said, use me from my phone. He said, you could do it right from your phone, wherever you at. I said, what? You mean I could be in the Bahamas and I could do a radio? He said, yeah. I said, well, you know what? And then it went crazy from there. Because, you know, I have my own company called Tutel Connections. And then we talked about it, boom, boom, boom. So we Tutel, bang, boom, boom, came out. So then it got a little bit more extravagant. Because of the fact that I had my boy Killer Cow and then we was killing the game. And then things transformed. Well, Killer Cow can't jam no more. But he wanted to jam. So I said, let me see how this going to work out. So he been playing music. I've been watching. And I've been watching certain songs he be playing. Some songs don't make me smile. Some songs make me say, damn, that boy crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ew, where that come from? And that shows you that if you take time and pay attention, people can develop. And one thing this brother did was created a dream. And the dream is what he got right now. He got everybody living his life, the story, of his life, what he did was put it together where everybody's like, yo, like, you got a commissioner that he created. He got this other thing that he created. He got Damon Network he created. Then he got Better the Nation that he created. And everything else is coming on he created. And we just, like, walking in the dream. I said, if the white man can do it, the black man can do it. And he's doing it. Can't hate on him for doing it. You just got to walk in line or walk out of line. The problem is, what comes next? The chicken or the egg? Now, that's between y'all to figure out. But right now, can't hate a brother that's here right now. Feel me? And I thank you, Bull, for helping me out with my daggone network, Sound City Radio, because when I need to help with my graphic and design, this boy, I said, yo, man, I need my design. Wanted, I have to have that blue in there. In the so he gave me this graphic. I was like, told him what I want. I said, I want the city in the background. He gave it to me. I was like, damn. A lot of people didn't help me at the time. But after he helped me, I said, ew, I like that. And then my boy On Point, Mr. On Point, he helped me with his drawing. He sent me one, too. But I've been keeping his because of the fact that the color coordination. And I've been just rolling with it. So if y'all ever go to www.talkshoe.com, pull up sound_city_radio, you see what the hell I'm talking about. But Brother L, better known as DJ Orlasky, don't stop your body rock, because with that rock, I'm going to blow up no matter what, because I already got that guarantee. That's just the way I rock. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can't help it. I'll be on WIP, you know, with Angelo Gattaldi and Howard Ashton. I got my Eagles channel. I got the 76ers channel. I'm about to blow this thing out with, because we are winning. Got a Phillies chant. I got my everything I'm doing. I'm doing it staggered because I didn't want to do it too fast because of my kids. I was scared they was going to get hurt because when you blow up, when I was at doing shows with Ice Cube and all them people, you know, you get, you know, confiscated. People start coming to you that you're not ready for, and it's not cool when you can't trust nobody. I'm trying to learn how to trust everybody, but don't trust people that's not part of my situation that might want to demoralize me, hurt me, or hurt my children. And everybody out there, y'all need to be on the same page. But for here right now, all we have to do is develop. Turn the other cheek, don't be crabs in a barrel, and let your mentality be your future. If you can't understand the words I just said out of my mouth, well, damn you. I'm sorry. Not mean to be black.
Well,
he ain't sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. He ain't sorry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, listen, baby, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so black, I cannot be stupid. You know what I'm talking about? Shut up. I'm trying to kill the game,
man.
And then after I kill the game, I'm going to destroy the game, and then I'm going to walk away. And
I love you, man. Tonight's an incredible night, isn't it?
Yeah, and the best thing about it, it's not raining. I thought I was going to be out here in the rain. I'm out here in the dark.
God.
With a bite.
I want to slap him.
You
know, I love him so much, though.
Oh, I just like to have fun. If y'all want to follow me on YouTube, go to Two Will of God or YouTube at DJ Space Chill 32. I'm about to do some crazy stuff. I just got to have fun this year because I had nothing else to do. They're not going to give me corona. I will not die, but it is a spiritual warfare. So if y'all don't believe that, be ready for the purge. Oh, sorry.
You know what? You know, bye, Will.
We love
you, first of
all,
I want to thank Will of God, you know, being – you know, a charter member of this network, you know,
yeah.
Antonia Batts and Andre Presley and Will of God are the last of those who knew about Oni. And, of course, before I bring back on a person that wants to come back on, this show would not be anything, Jerry, without mentioning the great Anna Waddell.
Amen.
Who said that one day you will get it. One day you're going to get it. We talked about the first, you know, possible nomination. And she said, look, man, you know, you've done a great work. You know, at that time, you know, she talked about for 6 years. And she said, you know, don't worry about it, man. It's going to come and everything's going to be okay. Then she passed away on March 14th, 2019.
That's right.
Our award, you know, is named after her because of the wonderful things she's done, you know, for us, being a mentor and being a person of honor and respect. And tonight I'm sharing this time, you know, with my family beside me, you know, they've been so quiet right now. You know, we had a great party today and we're doing it. And Anna Waddell's a person. You know, Edward Burks sent me a chat saying, man, great job. He's in Jamaica tonight. And it's a wonderful thing tonight to be able to just express this, Jerry. Edward Burks and Anna Waddell, soul twins. Thank you so much what you've done for me on a constant basis. Thank you what you put down on, you know, digital frequencies, like Looney Bakatoon always says. What we do will last. And before we end our show tonight, before I go into Ngozi time, it's a song that means a lot to me, and a song that I used to hear a lot, a whole lot, coming downstairs and getting the shower after church. My dad said, do you understand you're chosen? You are chosen beyond people that love you and understand the situation. Do you know that you have the opportunity to be great on purpose? And who told you you could not be great? Who told you that you cannot understand the gift that God gives you? And a lot of times when I talk to my father, and he would say, man, look, you know, do you understand you are here for a purpose? And I said, yeah, Dad, I get it. And he said, no, I want you to sit down and understand what I'm saying to you. And really feel the love of God and the strength of holiness. And being sanctified, for all the people out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, you know, sanctification is the key. That means being set apart. What are you doing to be set apart? Okay? What are you doing to be able to understand the gift that God has given you on a constant basis? Are you a person that loves, you know, iniquities and hate, violence? You know, you understand what I'm saying, Jerry? You know, people love those things, and they get a kick out of those things. You know, this show has been, you know, hit, you know, and hindered through social economic situations, through, you know, other carriers, and you know you're wrong what you've done. You know that you don't have the gift of God in your life. And we must be better than what we were yesterday. How can we be better? We have to be able to have the understanding, Jerry, that people need to be healed, and they need the truth at this time. You know, and I love, you know, I'm going to bring on another call before I bring on the song because I'm being moved. But I just love tonight. I just love the feelings that I have tonight in my spirit and in my soul. And I love the people that have came on and said so many great things. But without you, I'm nothing. Without all the people that have, you know, been part of our network for a constant time, on a constant basis, I wouldn't be here tonight, Jerry. And I'm going to thank those people right now from the bottom of my heart. Caller, you're on the line right now with, of course, the MC, Jerry Petito, and the Honeybee. We have to say tonight.
Jerry Petito, doing a great job as always. Brother O, I just want to say congratulations. This is Tara Strength. I just want to say congratulations. You're the engine that makes this whole thing happen. You're the hardest working guy 7 days a week. It's incredible. Videos for everybody. You're inspiration to all of us. This thing doesn't move without you. And I'm just very, very proud of you. This award is long overdue. Congratulations, Brother O. Congratulations.
Love you, baby.
I want to thank you for what you've done. I mean, you know, it's amazing talk to a person that has a streak that's that has no works. You know, you're talking about a person that loves his craft and loves what he does on a constant basis, and this is Terrence Strength, you know, the owner of the longest streak in the history of Ohlone Dynasty. And, you know, you always say, I'll take it one show at a time, Brother O, one show at a time. If I can get that, you know, I can be, you know, able to give you the greatness that you deserve and our listeners deserve. That's what you said to me in your third ever episode. And that's right after he won a championship, after he didn't get the second time, Jerry Pitino. We have to say to this man that deserves all honor.
I absolutely love him. I love you, Terrence, and I love watching you live. I did that a few times a couple years ago, but it drove me crazy. You do it perfectly. Okay? I just love it. And I love your smile, and I love your tone and your attitude and who you are. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. Yeah. You guys are mentors. I do what I do because of the inspiration and the guidance from you guys. So I really appreciate you. And Brother O, congratulations. You see, you got your sidekick with you as usual. And you guys are outstanding, really, really. Congratulations, Brother O. It's long overdue, but I knew you was going to get there. I knew you were going to be there. Yep.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say.
You know, and we're going to bring her back on, a person that wanted to say some more to us tonight. Sister Bessie, the truth of, how are you doing?
Hi, Brother O. I just wanted to say to you, Brother O is so special to me in my heart. He's always there for you as a host. He helps you to he helps you to know your worth. You gave me hope when I thought I had none. He gave me courage to speak truth to the world, and I'm forever grateful. When you are chosen and allowed to take part in a legacy as big as this, it brings me to tears that I remember when he prayed for me and that he told me you can be great if you just speak your truth. He helped me bring me out of a pit of destruction. He made me who I am today. Who I am today, with four words, you can do it. This is the greatest feeling, to know a man like you and to honor you as the Hall of Famer producer. And I love you so much, and there's nothing you can ever do about it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Bessie.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm bringing on our commissioner for this great night, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come back on and share. I tell you, you have definitely created an opportunity for us to impact the world, and I thank you. I'm reminded of that word, create. It means to bring something into existence, to cause something to happen as a result of one's action. I tell you, create. That word was dropped in my spirit today when I was asked to share about create impact. And I was reminded of you because you chose to be a vessel to be used by the Creator. Through your resilience, your willingness not to quit, to press past all that came at you. You didn't allow your ego to get in the way. You were selfless in your sharing with us. You allowed your ancestral anointing to come forth. You don't waste time because you know that time waits for no one. You make the best of each moment that you're given, because you're willing to evolve, and not just evolve for yourself, but to evolve and help others to go to the next level. I thank you for creating Ohlone Dynasty and giving us this opportunity just being who you are. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Because excuses are incompetent.
All right, now watch your mouth now. You know, Jeff and Tina, we have to say about this wonderful commission.
Listen, honey, you can say watch your mouth all you want. She's not going to, okay? She just said it. She said it, and she meant it, okay? And, you know, Brother O, listen, everything they're saying is 100% truth. It's how they feel. It's how we all feel about you. And I hope you look in the mirror and know that.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know, we have another caller that was part of the, you know, induction. You know, my brother, who's been through so much in his life and was told that he wasn't good enough, told that he was strange, told that he was of the devil, but he said no. The great International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, just like Sister Bessie as a nominee, Mr. Huni Bakuten at this time.
Like I say, I couldn't let this show end without serenading you a little bit. And what's so great about you is I want to ask you a question. Mr. Hall of Fame inducted class of 2020. Ooh, love my brother. Remember when we used to be so close? You remember that? It was you who showed, I'm talking about us as brothers, like I say many times before, you know, I don't watch televised visually, but it's a shame. But you have shown and proved to me and the rest of the world, when I look at the love that you have for me, will of God, even the love for the great, man, I wish he had stayed. Wish he had stayed. But all the brothers, man, you got to love because you was created in a system of love. And you remind me so much of how it used to be yesterday. Thank you so much for doing that for me and the rest of the world. Okay? I just want to take time to do that, man. Love you. With the heart and soul of me.
Wow.
Jim and Tito, we have to say to the enshrining at this time before I give my last words.
Yes. You know, well, I want to say something to Huni, and I want to say something to you as well. Huni, I love you. You deserved everything that happened to you as well, our Hall of Famer, and you know how I feel about you. Brother O.
Love you, too. Love you, too.
Brother O, I want to say some final words to you. I've said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. Because I have so many producers on different networks, I feel like I know best, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You are the greatest producer I've ever worked with. My other producers are very good, but you are the greatest one. No producers or co-producers, and most of them have co-producers. You don't. You do it all, okay? And 7 days a week. Everything that you do for us blows my mind. So I can say, because I know, you are the greatest producer I have ever had. And I want to thank you for that, because you give everybody hope. You give everybody strength to continue and to go on. I mean, listen to what everyone has said to you tonight, okay? You deserve this honor more than anyone out there. I am so happy for you. I am so honored to have been a part of this, that you asked me to co-host with you. I love you, and praise God.
It's rough tonight because I'm just glad and I'm elated, you know, for all the stresses, you know, that goes into this situation. I'm proud today of what we have accomplished as people. And the key is love, love, and love, like Pele said in his retirement speech way back in 1979, and I was moved. You know, we do this for love, love, and love. And when you have the opportunity to impact people and change people, that's the greatest gift we ever had.
You know, Will of God is a wonderful person because he tells his truth on a constant basis. He does not waver. Look at Angela Thomas Smith, a person that has been through hell and high water, and she is a champion beyond all champions. You look at a person like Honey Bakatoon and Sister Bessie and, you know, Jerry Petito. You have the opportunity to be great because God said so. You know, agape. Agape is more than love. Agape is God's understanding towards man. And if you have the agape love, then you have opportunity to be great. The opportunity to love people, to be able to give opportunity to listen to the, you know, the listening public, to give them what they need for healing and understanding, and no judgment. Just let them live. Let them be themselves. Let them be an opportunity for greatness for someone else. Our network is about a prevalence to touch the next generation of people. How can we do that? We must continue to be vigilant, resilient, and understanding. If we have those gifts of life and liberty and understanding, then we all can be part. I want to tell everybody that this enshrinement I share with the only listeners. I share my only hosts. This is for our master, you know, of life, which is God Almighty, the master of all worlds. With our mistress of ceremonies tonight, Ms. Jerry Petito, this award is yours. Sister Bessie the Truther, who is already a nominee, this award is yours. Angela Thomas Smith, our commissioner, does an outstanding job for us. This award is yours, Sylvia L. Blaylock, outstanding CEO in her own right. This award is yours, and of course, Honey Bakatoon, which you do for us on a constant basis. This award is yours. To every single person that's listened to Oni Dynasty on a countless night, who have elevated their children to listen to truth, knowledge, and understanding, this award is yours. To every single intern that's come through this network, this award is yours. And we must be grateful for everything that God has given us, everything that he told us, every promise that he assured us, and it will be yours. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. God unto us. You know, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, God has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I want to thank my mother and father again for having me, for making love and having me, you know, on a warm July day in 1970. Mom and Dad, thank you so much for what you've done. You've gone to another plateau that I will reach you one day. And we'll say, howdy high, howdy high, no more fair, no fair, no more fare thee well, Jerry. Howdy high. It will be a day of excellence. There will be a day that there will be no more weeping, no more gnashing of teeth. There will be a day that the Son of Man will come and give us the victory. The Son of Man is you being a faithful servant. Are you helping the person that is near you today? I say throughout the lifeline, across the long way, there is a brother or sister that is struggling and sinking today. There'll be no more sinking. There'll be no more dying. Throughout the lifeline, someone, Jerry, is sinking today. We must be a beacon of light that Beverly Nation symbol is all about. What are you doing? In your dash, there is a day that you're born and a day that you pass, Cherry. What are you doing in your dash? Are you making a difference in that dash? We must make a difference in the dash. We must make a difference to make people smile, to make people aware, to tell them the truth if it hurts, and to make sure that we give a balm of a Gilead to heal the sin sick soul. God bless you, everyone. There will be no advertising tonight. God bless everyone out there tonight that called in. God bless everyone you love, your children, your mother and father, and all the people around the world. I send my love and congratulations to you because you make the difference in our lives. And I am still your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malewin goes and saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, our soldiers and sailors that listen on a constant basis, who support us on a constant basis, I want to thank all the children that listen to our network that's not, you know, NC-17 show. I want to thank all of the parents that count it not robbery for their children to learn from all the shows that we have presented these long years. I want to thank all of my hosts who are greater than me. They are greater than me. Without them and their love and kindness toward me, I am nothing. I just produce. The hosts are the greatest of this network. And I want to thank all 24 hosts of this network. Because I work hard for you guys because I love you. Jerry, I can't talk no more. Okay.
I want to thank everybody out there, everyone who listened, everyone who called in. I want to thank you because tonight's an incredible, incredible night. Brother O deserved this more than anyone. And it was time. It was due. But let's all keep something in mind. He is a two-time Hall of Famer. 2019, guys, for DJ, 2021 for radio show, for producer. We went in together in 2019, me for radio, but he's been in twice. Who can say that? He's incredible. What he's done for all of us. And again, everyone that came and spoke, you said it all. I don't think there was anything missed. And I want to thank everyone who spoke because he deserved every single thing that was said tonight. Brother O, I will never forget when you called me and you said those words to me. Jerry Petito, I want you to come aboard. You'll be my only Caucasian host. At that point I was, and I giggled and said, I'm in, but I'm black. I love you. What you've done for me, I'll never forget you. You're incredible. Again, you're the one who got me noticed. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for that. And I just want to say to everybody out there, O&E is one of the greatest networks, if not the greatest, right? So never stop listening. Brother O, I love you, and we all love you, and congratulations on this incredible honor tonight.